Before following any of the advice on this recording, always consult with a medical doctor. Also, be sure to verify the research in this recording with a medical doctor. This research was gathered by me and is not meant to be absolutely authoritative. So, check the facts. So now that you have all of that information, you realize that if you or someone you know has a problem with drugs, you should seek medical advice, the advice of a medical professional. But I want to share with you now the concepts that can help you from the world of positive thinking. Because if you have a problem with drugs, there are things that you can do for yourself that are going to increase your self-esteem, which can contribute to giving you the strength that you need to stop drug abuse. I realize that not everyone believes in the power of positive thinking. Not everyone accepts the way it can work and the way that it can actually change your life. How many times have you said or heard someone say, "think positive," to someone who is using drugs? If so, what was the reaction? Most people would say it to someone without thinking. But there is, in fact, a great deal of power in these words, in the words, "think positive." The trick is being able to acknowledge that power and then being able to harness the power to your advantage. And the advantages are tremendous. The phrase "think positive" sounds like such a simple and straightforward concept that many people miss its significance. So if you're looking for a way to get off of drugs, then changes will have to be made. Changing your thought patterns and attitudes can be a challenging process, but I want to show you how to do it. I want to share with you tips and techniques so that you can replace negative thoughts with positive ones as soon as they enter your mind. Realize that you do have the power to do anything you want to do. Everyone is unique, and we all have the ability to achieve things we never knew we were capable of. I've seen people recover from drug use with my own eyes, and there's nothing more personally satisfying than watching someone get off of drugs. So let's talk about confidence and eliminating barriers. We all have goals and aspirations, and it is the barriers to these goals and aspirations that we must define. I want to share with you now a technique that you can use to boost your confidence. Anytime that you feel a lack of confidence, you can use this technique. When you feel yourself turning toward drugs, you can use this technique to pull yourself out of that in that moment. This technique comes from the world of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It's a very powerful technique that I've used with many clients with a tremendous degree of success. So if you're not operating a motor vehicle, what I'd like you to do is close your eyes and imagine a time when you were very confident. Make it a very specific time, a time in your past when you were very confident. Go back there now in your mind, a time when you were full of confidence. It can be anything. Kindergarten graduation, fifth grade birthday party, graduating from high school, receiving any kind of award, anything at all. Just one time in your life when you felt very confident. Put yourself there now and feel how good it feels to be you in that moment. That's right, just pick one experience. You can always do this exercise again later if you think of other experiences. But for right now, just pick one experience in your life during which you felt very confident. Make sure it's not an experience during which you're using drugs. Now that you have the moment, I want you to intensify it. I want you to really tune into how it felt to be there. Make it real for you. Tune into the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, everything that you can. Make that feeling real. Make that moment real. Put yourself back there now in your mind. And make it more intense now. Make the sights a little clearer, the sounds a little more crisp in your ears, the tastes a little more distinct, the smells a little more powerful. How do your clothes feel on your body? What is the temperature of the air? Is there a breeze? Make everything real for you now. And now intensify this. Make it even more powerful, even more real than it was at the time. Really tune in now to how it feels to be there and how good you feel being in that moment. It feels good to be you, so enjoy that feeling. Feel that calm sense of confidence. You are an amazing person. You are a powerful person. And as you tune into that now, I'd like you to really intensify those good feelings in your heart. How good it feels to be you. Feel that energy flowing through you now. Feel that energy filling your body and your spirit with energy. Good, positive, powerful energy. Imagine that you're a battery. And imagine this battery becoming fully energized. As you become energized, you feel the energy starting at the bottom of your feet and moving up through your body. Up to your knees now. Up to the tops of your legs. Your legs are completely energized with good feelings of confidence. It is a good, warm, powerful feeling that you can feel in your body. And the feeling moves up now, moves up to your abdominal area, and continues moving up. Moving up now to your chest area. That's right. And feel it now moving down into your arms, your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists. Feel that warm feeling of confidence and energy moving down into each and every finger now as you imagine yourself there, back in that moment during which you felt confident. You had that calm feeling of peace and power. And feel the energy now moving up to your neck, your chin, your nose, your eyes, moving up to the very top of your head. Your body is full of energy now. It feels good to be you. And you feel this way without the use of drugs. Now I want you to make the OK sign with your right hand by touching the tip of your right thumb to the tip of your right index finger. Make the OK sign with your right hand and say the word power. Good. Now release that OK sign and continue relaxing. And your eyes slowly open, and you feel good. You feel good about yourself. Now what I have done with you is installed an anchor so that you are anchored to that moment in the past when you felt good without the use of drugs. So any time from now on that you go into a situation and you need a boost of energy, you need to feel good about yourself, all you have to do is make the OK sign with your right hand by touching the tip of your right thumb to the tip of your right index finger and say the word power. If you're in a public place and you don't want to draw attention to yourself, then you can think the word power. When you do this, you will automatically go back in your mind to that time when you felt confident without the use of drugs. This will give you the power to resist drug use in the present moment. Use this technique as often as you need to resist the urge to use drugs. You can also use a technique called stacking anchors. That means that if you want to repeat this exercise later, you can think of other times in your life that you felt powerful and confident and calm, and you can take yourself through the exact same procedure that I took you through, and you can install the anchor again by making the OK sign with your right hand and saying power. This adds another experience to the anchor. That way, when you need to make the OK sign and say the word power, your subconscious mind will be able to draw on the power from both experiences, and there's no end to the amount of anchors that you can stack. Additionally, any time you feel good and confident without the use of drugs in your life from now on, go ahead and make the OK sign with your right hand and say the word power. This will stack another anchor in the moment, which will even be more powerful, because you will be in that moment stacking the anchor. I suggest, for maintenance, that you stack an anchor either from the past or a present situation at least once a week. That way, when you fire it off by making the OK sign and saying the word power, you will be sure that the anchor is powerful, that it's full of the energy that you need to feel confident and resist drug use. Additionally, you may want to learn self-hypnosis. If you're not well-versed in self-hypnosis, you can learn how to do it by visiting betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. There you will find my self-hypnosis recording, training your subconscious mind to be able to easily go into hypnosis. Or if you want to go a step further, you can become certified as a hypnotherapist. That way you can hypnotize yourself and others. This is available at hypnosiscertified.com. But right now, I'd like to tell you the basics of self-hypnosis, because you can easily hypnotize yourself and give yourself suggestions for overcoming drug use. I suggest you make a recording for yourself that you listen to 21 nights in a row. The recording should consist of 5 parts: an induction, deepening, script, amnesia, and trance termination. The induction should be about 10 minutes long, and just describe your favorite place, whether it's the beach or the woods or a park. Describe yourself being there at your favorite place. This is going to induce the hypnotic trance. It's just a relaxing story that you tell. Make that about 10 minutes long and use a lot of detail. Next is the deepening. The deepening should be about 5 minutes long. In the deepening, you're intensifying the hypnotic trance by watching the sun go down. So all you do is tell yourself that you're going to count from 10 to 1, and as you count from 10 to 1, the sun is going to slowly set, so that by the time you reach the number 1, the sun will have set and you will be completely relaxed. Next is the script. The script is where you tell yourself that you're going to stop using drugs. You make it very clear and detailed how you're going to stop and why you're going to stop. This should be about 5 to 10 minutes long. Next in your recording, you're going to use amnesia. Tell yourself that you will forget what's in the recording. The reason you do this is so that your subconscious mind won't analyze the recording later. Next is trance termination. During trance termination, you bring yourself out of the hypnotic state to the count of 3. Or, if you're going to make a recording for nighttime use, you tell yourself to drift off to sleep and to wake up in the morning. Once you make your recording, listen to it for 21 nights or days in a row, and never play it in a moving vehicle. All right, so you've learned a lot of information in this program. And what I want you to do now is, as long as you're not driving, close your eyes and let that information kind of circulate around in your mind. Just let all those ideas float around as if they're balloons, or as if you're an astronaut floating in a space capsule and everything kind of floats because there's no gravity. Think about your ideas like that. They're just floating in front of you. I want you to let your imagination run wild, and I want you to start seeing things fit into place. Now, at first, what's going to happen probably is that all these ideas are going to be floating around in your mind as your mind calms down, you're going to be able to put the pieces into place. For example, if you have a wonderful idea that came to you as a result of listening to this program, you're going to be able to take that idea and put it into place in your imagination. The wonderful thing about your imagination is it doesn't have any limit. So when you plan something out and you actually start doing it, well, maybe there are certain physical restraints and physical limitations that you're really feeling, like gravity, for example. But in your imagination, there aren't any. So you might think, what's the use of using your imagination if it has certain properties to it that don't apply to the physical world, to the real world? Well, I want to tell you that a lot of the things that you think apply to the real world really don't. A lot of the limitations that you think you have, you don't really have. You're just imagining them. Those are already in your imagination, but you've made them real. Why don't we take good things from your imagination, good powerful things that are actually going to help you, and bring those into your real life? You've already done it with things that are limiting. Let's do it with things that are great and helpful. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be able to have superhuman strength, but I'm saying that your possibilities are a lot greater than you think they are right now, and your imagination is the key to unlocking the door that's going to allow you to live in a universe where a lot more things are possible to you. So, what I'm going to do now is give you an opportunity to close your eyes. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to get out of your way and just let your thoughts run wild. All of the thoughts that have been coming to you while listening to this program, let them run wild in your mind, and then start to see patterns, start to put them into place, start to take control of them, and start to see how maybe you can change some of the things that you're doing and make your life better. Do this exercise now of just letting your imagination run wild with these new ideas, as I am silent. All right. How was that? Did you have a lot of ideas floating around at first? Maybe some strange ideas came in. Sometimes I close my eyes and I don't know what's going to come into my imagination because my imagination is open and anything goes. But what I often find is that the things from my imagination are not always fantasy. Sometimes they're things that I can do. I can find a way to make them happen. And if I didn't take the time to step away from my problems, my challenges, and use my imagination, I probably wouldn't have thought of the solution. So this exercise can be very helpful. I hope you use it beyond this program as well. Sometimes you can get so caught up in a problem that you just need to step away, close your eyes, and use your imagination and see what happens, see what comes to you. All right, I hope you enjoyed this exercise. Now, there's certainly something you've learned from this module, isn't there? I want to make sure you're with me. I want to make sure you're paying attention and learning things. So what I want you to do, you know the drill. I want you to take out a pen and paper, as long as you're not driving. Take out a pen and paper, or you can do this on your computer if you want to. Doesn't matter. Write it on the wall if you want to. I want you to write five things that either I said to you that resonated with you, or five things that just came to you, or a combination of both. As I'm silent, write down five things that you thought of, whether I said them or you thought them, write down five things that you thought of so far in this module. Do this now as I'm silent. Good. Now I want you to elaborate on those. I want you to elaborate on point number one. Do that now as I'm silent. Good. Now, point number two. What was point number two? Something that either I said or that came to you while you're listening to this module, something that came to you that really resonated with you. I want you to elaborate on that now. Give it a plan. Give it some feeling. If it's something like, I think I should change my life in this way, well, how are you going to change your life in that way? Go ahead and elaborate on it now as I'm silent. Good. Now take point number three, and I want you to elaborate on that now as I'm silent. Point number three, fill it in. Good. Now, point number four. Go ahead and elaborate on point number four as I'm silent. All right, and the final point, point number five, the thing that came to you, that thing that came to you while I was talking, go ahead and elaborate on it. Point number five, you've already done one through four, five will be easy for you. Go ahead and elaborate on it now. Give some feeling to it, give some plan to it, give something to it. Write a sentence or a paragraph or something that really tells what point number five is all about. It's a thought that came to you while I was talking. So fill it in, elaborate on it as I am silent. Good. And now let's continue with the information.